Big off topics, which I'm sure if you hear the news now, everything is about it. The homosexuality, same-sex marriage, and all things. It's impressive that actually, through the last week, every church you hear that they give the same lecture. So I don't know if this is like a curriculum we'll follow or what, but I think it's very important to discuss that. Even though, yes, you can wait until the end to ask questions, but please, if you don't want to lose your chain of thought and you just want to ask and make it active, just let's do that, okay? So, I'm going to start harsh on the whole idea of homosexuality, and then I'm going to start with understanding people toward the end. But the bottom line is that we have to figure out how we deal with it, with our friends, with our whoever we know, with anybody dear to us. So we have really to figure out how we're going to deal with this. How I look at homosexuality actually is exactly what's written here. It's basically the end of mankind.
That's right.
What does this mean? For a man and a woman to marry, they can produce children. Same-sex marriage won't have any children anymore. Okay? So by itself, imagine if the whole world become homosexual or something. So basically, we have decided to kill the mankind. It's over. And that's a big problem for God. So then move to the next slide, please. So one of his commandments to Adam and Eve, he said, bless them, God said unto them, be fruitful and multiply and replenish the earth. So that's a commandment, actually. It's not a request from God. He said, go, I'm giving everything to control, everything under you, but replenish. And his promise to Abraham, he said, I'm going to have your children much more than the sand of the sea. So just looking at this, we say there's a problem with this whole idea of homosexuality here. Okay? So the first thing is, we're not going to obey God's commandment. Just to say, no, God, we're not going to listen to you, because that's how I feel too, you know? So it's a direct commandment from God to everybody, say, I want you to replenish. So he loves the mankind, he loves us, and I think he's serious about that. So, homosexuality is again his will and commandment. Not only that, if you go to the next slide, the families, God would always talk about families. Make a family, have your measures, raise your children the way for God, do this, do that, make sure. And in the Old Testament, all women wanted to get a child, especially a boy, because they expect the Messiah there. So you can imagine if we just say homosexuality is good, then this family thing is not gonna continue anymore. And that's very, very serious for God. Now, that's part of his eternal plan for us, is this holy sacrament of matrimonial sacrament and bringing children to serve God. That's what it is. So just, again, if you think about from the family and the God request, or actually the commandment for us, we must raise families. That's what it is. The problem, some people will say, listen, there's so much pressure, there's so many things happening to us, there's so much influence around this. So yes, it is understandable, there's a lot of influence. You can't control the influence on you, but you can control your reaction to the influence. That's what it is. You can control your reaction to what's around me. A lot of people around me shooting drugs. I mean, okay, what we do, just either walk away or try to make him, you know, bring him back to God, but don't fall into the same thing with them. And don't, please, I understand human rights, understand all this civil stuff and this, but when it comes to that, either you're able to convince that person to seek help or stay back. Just stay back. Just go away. Don't continue. Because the major problem with homosexuality, and we're going to see furthermore now, is the people who become homosexual, unfortunately, they do not ask for help until they practice homosexuality. You follow? So basically, somebody gets the imagination, the thought, and all this fantasy. This is where when they have to go and seek help. They cannot wait until it happens and say, I've been prosecuted, discriminated again, as people making fun of me, da, 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 da. Why did you wait until then? Exactly. If you start smoking, start doing drugs for whatever reason, you don't wait until you're drowning into it. from the very beginning had seek help and advice. The problem, they never do that, and they do it very late in the game, not because you want to avoid the practice. No, you want to be recognized in the society. That's what it is. So they go to psychiatrists and say, I'm a normal person, I'm doing this, but people like really not treating me well, and the whole thing, even my church don't look at me with the same, they look at other people. Why? Because you drowned yourself into it, and now you're acting to it. People should come forward and seek help when the fantasy starts, okay? And actually, it is reversible. Not that easy, but it is. And I think by default, being a doctor, I've seen cases like this. And believe it or not, like, not members of our church, like other churches. And they seek help. I have a couple who did, and I mean, it was, you know, miraculously, God just worked in them, just the reverse. But because you were open about it, they came and talked. A lot of people are scared even to talk in front of, oh, we're going to tell the priest, they're going to think this way about me. No, no, no. You have to understand, the priesthood and all this church's duty is to help people, because God, Jesus Christ himself, wanted to call, I wouldn't say sinners, people who have been under influence of sin. The word sinner is big. When I said you're a sinner, so basically keep doing it and I'm judging you. I'd like to use the word people who are under influence of certain sin, because this stuff, God doesn't hate these people, but wanting to come out. Next, please. As you know, there's so many man-made disasters around us, between the nuclear bombs and all these things, and things do happen. And again, if I have to think about the continuation of homosexuality and the approval of same-sex marriage and the whole thing, you can tell this is a decision or a strategy just to eliminate mankind. Not intentional, though. People not doing just say, okay, well, I kill man. But if they think deeply about, say, this is true. Eventually, imagine like we have 5 million people, homosexual, and decide to have same-sex marriage. So there's 5 million families, like not 5 million members of the church are gone. So there's no more replenishing, no more children for this 5 million. They can adopt, but there's so much to adopt, but they're not their children either. And even the children of these people, there's a lot of actually studies about evaluation psychiatry for the homosexuals and the people who they raise. The problem with that is, again, from the doctor point of view, most of the psychiatrists, they want the business. I don't want you to be leaving my practice upset because I couldn't help you. To your eyes, not to you, of course, whoever is practicing this, if I don't go on with you and try to work on the problem with you, remember, the problem is, why are the people discriminating against me? It's not like I want to come out of this. It's not like I don't want to be homosexual anymore. No, it's the problem that is in existence, and they go because they're depressed, they go because they are withdrawn, and all of these things, the psychiatrist will just, unfortunately, go and try to solve the problem, and I'll try to be this, try to be that, but you don't look at the roots of what happened. Happens a lot also in matrimonial problems. People who have to treat these homosexual people, they must know the religion, they must refer to it. I can tell you, less than 1% of doctors know religion. I'm not talking our church, I mean, I'm sure we know more than others, but for the American doctors here, they look logic. They look with logic and science. They don't know how to practice already, but if they read, they're not into Bible. They're just doctors, and you want to treat the patient. But you don't go back and say, but what's your tradition like? What's your religion called for? Even if they know, they can't do, because it's not in them. And this is a big problem. I'm talking only our church, but in the Catholic Church, any other church who's actually condemned that this practice, they have the same problem. I mean, you send people psychiatrists, but they're biased. They just have to make you happy as a patient. And this is the problem. Next, then. And again, that's the last. I'm trying to stress the fact that it is a man-made disaster. And if we continue to approve, and we go say, come on, everybody has the right to choose what they want to do, sure. We keep approving this, and eventually it's going to be on the top of the list. That's, yeah. And then actually, this, come on, it's not really, not really killing issues. It's just like, stop replenishing and you put a timeline for humankind on Earth. We have to understand that homosexuality is like any other sin. It's a sinful behavior. Remember that. It is a sinful behavior. Like smoking, like, again, don't drug, lying, cursing, do all of these things. It's part of it. But the problem with people, it gets emotional. It's not only just a habit forming. It's other things entailed. We build up a relationship, connect, makes it more difficult for them even to dislodge again. Next thing. This is, no one was born homosexual, okay? People did a lot of studies before, like, okay, it could be genetic predisposition. This is all of these things did not, was not justified, okay? So none of us born with a cigarette in their hand, right? None of us born lying. None of us, we just born very pure, and then we choose what we have to do. So nobody's born homosexual. So, and this is the problem. If you look at even internet about interview with these people, the way the interview said, oh, I'm very good, my family, everything is good, everything, but I felt like this fantasy be attracted to other people, I mean, same kind, and this is, I couldn't help it. My family was reluctant first, now they agreed with it. Remember one thing here, I just have to tell again. If I tell you, any one of you, and I say, I'm going to get you for a test, psychological test, to look at your managerial skill. Can you be a supervisor? What are you going to do before you come to the interview? You're going to read about how to be a good supervisor, what is that to be asked, and you're going to train yourself before the interview. And that's exactly what's going to happen here. You're going to call the homosexual person, talk to him, and I would do the same thing. Read it because I want to look normal to my psychiatrist so I get more people to support me. They don't want to understand that this is wrong, okay? They said this is my right to do it. But if they allow the discussion, they may change their way of thinking about it. So nobody can say, I was born this way. Remember, the child identity between age of 6 to 12, that's where we start as children to figure out what we are about. Like, I want to be a man, I want to be a woman. A lot of conflict in that time. 6-12 years ago. So people, it depends on what's happened in their family. And it has been proven, by the way, that a lot of preconditions exist, especially in the families. A person who becomes homosexual or lesbian, it depends, they say, the majority of the problem is that parent. Like, if my mother was very tough with me, I will hate women, I'll be attracted to men. These are studies which happen. So there is something predisposed. Don't come to me and say, oh, I felt this way. All right, so let me just ask about something. Somebody, you sit in a party, somebody gave you like a drink. Okay, you drink one glass of wine with, okay. Another drink. Do you have the choice of no, of saying no or not? You have the choice to say no, right? You have the choice. So don't tell me that you were just pulled into it and you could not fix it, you could not stop it. Yes, you can stop it. Yes, you can stop your friend from going forward with this because it can be just about, it's my choice. Why are you being against me? I'm not against you. I'm against the sin in you. Okay? Because the Holy Spirit is inside you. You're really like damaging it. It's not the right way. So you're not born this way. So look at the roots. But this only will happen if they ask when the fantasy starts before it goes into the physical practice of it. So, again, as people, servants, whatever, a lot of people will come your way this way. Rather than just be sympathetic and talk to them and just pass it, try to help him seek advice, okay? Of course, the worst thing to tell him, okay, you're a sinner, you're evil. Can I do this? We're all evil, if this is the case. We all do some sort of a sin. Those people must know that this is a sinful behavior. Next one. That's a funny joke up there here. I think she's giving me the goodies. Because they say now, homosexuality is a learned behavior, okay? Yes.
I know someone who's bisexual,
mm-hmm.
and would it, her father, she's had three fathers so far, like two stepfathers. Her real father died, and her second father died, and her real father is now her, is not even like married to her mother.
Okay.
Would that be a reason for her?
100%. 100%. Stepfathers, with all due respect, is not like fathers. They're not like the real fathers, the genetic fathers or mothers, okay? This is very important. And one of the major problem with this thing, again, is they did studies that the people, you're depriving the children from the natural living like everybody else lived. A female mother, a male father, different behavior and attitude. If they say this is only a sex preference, let me ask one thing. Do you know the gay people walking? You can point it, right? The way they walk, they were even right or left, you can tell. So if it's only a sex trend or preference, why are you acting like a woman or why are you acting like a man? For like gays and lesbians, why? Like you see, a gay person is not like having that secret, you know. He's expressing himself as a woman when he walks. So it's not only about a sexual trend. It's not about trend. It's about the whole. I hate myself, so I want to change. I want to be somebody else. That's what it is. So if I hate the person I am, so I have to change. So there is no reason for them, if it's only sexual preference, to act fully like a woman or fully like a man. And you can see that. I mean, I can tell you. A few months ago, I was visiting Boston, and there was a nice area there on a something street or whatever with Boston, a very famous street with shopping and everything. So the taxi driver said, taking the taxi with my wife, said, let's go. So the taxi said, I'm going to drop you a few blocks away from that because today is the gay parade. I didn't know. So okay, he dropped us a couple blocks away. It was invasion. It wasn't only us. Everybody was ever there. But your trip. I thought the guy just dropped me somewhere away. I'm just like everywhere. And the way the parade was, it's not even the taking pride of, okay, I'm defending my right, I'm a gay, I'm lesbian, I'm walking, and I'm saying, this is me. Okay. I can understand that. Okay. But to walk exposed, like they have very, very minimum clothing. The minimum, I'm saying minimum. Not the women, the male gays. My wife starts crying in the middle of the street. She keeps crying, said, you should stop it because we're in the middle, we got stuck now. In the middle of this thing, until we come out, don't show any reaction because... So she's funny, she said, where is Jesus? She goes, and then okay, so I need a church. I said, we're even gonna be beaten up. We're gonna be beaten up. So I said, here, there's a church here. So on outside the church there's the rainbow sign on us. She said, oh my god, they're here too inside the church. I said, yeah, that's their praying. So I think the first next block was the longest block we ever walked together because I was so scared from her reaction because those people get aggressive. When you really look at them, they get very aggressive. And you just made a riot, got a taxi, went back where we were and said, thank God we're saved. But this is, again...
Did you do the shopping
now? We didn't shop, believe it or not. But this is what it is. The act, the actually... That's why people should think. I mean, you're homosexual. Why? Oh, just tent. No. You don't like your image. You don't like being a woman. That's why you became... And I can tell you, the cases that we know through the church is all because of problems. Like, unfortunately, a couple of people turned into lesbian because they had tough marriage. She just did that just to change. They want to come out with this thing. And it's a problem. So people, when they face problem, they should seek help from the experts. Who are the experts? The church first, okay? Psychiatrists may help when they get discriminated, but they cannot help saying, okay, using Bible verses, see, the Bible said this, and so the guy is like cheating you, and you're you're upset, you have a problem. They will not. You're going to entertain the Bible. I don't know how many of you know that a psychiatrist really talk religion with a person. Because remember, in America, if you do that, the person can sue you. Why are you going into my life? I mean, it's not, I'm coming to you. Help me with that. Don't tell me what to do otherwise. Next thing. Of course, there's a lot of verses in the Bible about homosexuality. So I just brought some. How old is our Bible? A couple thousand years, right? And how long we've been believing this Bible? Same thing, right? 2,000 years. When somebody comes in and they say, for example, for this Sodom and Gomorrah, I said, God didn't really talk about it, that they were about homosexuality or anything. It's not really, I can't interpret this way. The interpretation is totally different here. So now we have to change the interpretation of the gospel to adapt their practice. But when God says these words, and he says, when these guys came to Lot and said, open the door because we want to know the people inside carnally, and what this mean? I mean, they have, this is faith. So they're going to come and say, what's changed? So you were you there when they changed that? I don't know. So, straight Bible verses talking about it. Talking about this is a wrong practice. Okay, and even look at the Torah. They say death should lead to put to death. That's how the Torah was giving this practice. Our church is not really like wanted these people to die or just wanted them to be excommunicated from the church. We want these people to seek help so with the grace of God they can reverse. And I'm telling you, I've seen people reversed. And it's amazing. Until like 2 years ago, I did not even Egypt they have these things now. It's famous there. And not only that, I was told by one person I was treating that they have areas, they all know it. They know this is the area where, exactly like here, this, they go and these people came and, yes?
No, sorry. In school, they're introducing gay. In eighth grade health classes, they're going to start introducing the gay.
You see?
And homosexuality
it is,
and genetics.
It is a big problem, but I'm saying nobody's looking at the Bible anymore. We have one, then you. Go ahead.
There's also in my school an LGBT club. It's a lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender club. Like just
Alliance.
Yeah,
Alliance.
It's like a club.
They have their own churches now. Actually, they have their own creed.
Yes.
Do you know that the church creed? They switched around to adapt them? That's who else wants to talk? You want to ask me?
So you said that there are usually problems that cause this, but is it possible that maybe they're just trying to like go with the flow, like trying to be like everybody? Because it's like a cool thing. They want to act like victims, like they're being oppressed, so they get sympathy from people for attention.
It could be this way too. But it's not a normal, remember, it's not a normal process. It's not a normal behavior. So again, that's why I want to stress very, very, very strongly on this. It's not about sex preference with them. It's about changing the warp image. Right? It's not like, okay, I'm attracted to the man. Okay, attracted to, okay, you want to love the guy, love him, but why do you change yourself to look like a woman? Why you want to look like, unless if you totally hate yourself.
Not all the time. We actually had speaker in our school, and he was a cop, and he had like a very, like, he looked very not gay.
Okay.
And at the end, he tells you he's gay, but he's not showing you. He's not, like, if you see him walking around, you could tell, like.
Well, again, so that's what I'm saying. Some people are able to hide it. That's what, even with when they talk to psychiatrists, they're able to answer the right answers, so the psychiatrist will evaluate them as normal people, psychiatric-wise. I'm not saying they're bad people. What I'm trying to say here is, it's not correct, it's not right to do it, and please, rather than feel sympathetic with them, feel like they need help, and try to help them. not try to help them by agreeing, because this is the problem. A lot of people say, okay, all right, I understand. I'm going to give you a slide this, at the end to say, I understand, but I don't agree. I understand what you're going through, and I say, but I don't agree with what you're doing. It's, but we can help you. I mean, talk about it and advise them to talk to you. The Catholic Church is very strong about that. They talk about it, not like they're not approving this. But the problem, they, I think, the born-again Christians are really advocating for the gays and their churches. They're supporting this, and that's a problem. And I really wanted to know when all these words were changed in the Bible, because this is the Bible we've been reading. Okay, yes?
Yeah, my supervisor in school for history, she's a lesbian, and she decided to talk to all the history classes about like tolerance and everything. She said her story. She was raped when she was 4, and she was raped again when she was 12. And then her family was extremely Christian, so they used to write on her house and her everything God hates, blah blah blah, and everything. And then I went to her because at the end everyone's crying, whatever. And I went to her just to say something. I'm like, well, what they wrote, God hates that. That's not true. And she's like, I know. And she's like, I know you're Christian and everything. She's like, I go to church and I'm Christian. And believe it or not, the church is changing and they're actually believing in what we believe.
Only again, so far what I see, because if you do this search or research, it will show that the born again churches are very supportive of that. But you see, rape twice and whatever,
yeah.
They have to talk about it, because that's what happened. Rape, it's a male who raped her, though she hates men, then she's going to be a man to. It's like a reaction formation, we call it psychology.
Like, aren't some people just born like that? Like, some people, some girls just like play boy toys from the beginning, and like they show signs like that, but from the beginning.
Well, again, remember what we said, nobody's born homosexual. People may have born with internal organs of a female with hormonal thing. That's different. That's not, so basically, physiologically, they were created this way. So this, it can't really change that, because inside them, there are female organs, and outside is male, or vice versa, the way around. So those people should really seek medical help to see where you're going to go with this. But no, I remember, nobody's born homosexual. Nobody is born smoking. Nobody is born lying. It's like, we're not born this way. Next. It is the next one? Okay. Again, St. Paul said that very clearly in Romans 1. You can read the verses. He said, people change the natural use of what is against nature. So homosexuality is against nature, against God's will, and it's immoral, and it's wrong. Again, I want you just to always imagine smoking. Smoking is smoking is wrong. You may come and tell me where it's written in the Bible that smoking is wrong. Can you find that in the Bible? Actually, I can give you a prize if you find this, because there's only one verse in the whole Bible, the Old Testament, that talks about indirectly smoking. And it says they just get the branch close to their nostril to inhale it. It's not talking about smoke. It's look at it. Under the word branch everywhere. And if you get it, I'll ask them to give you a nice prize. Only one verse in the Bible talk about this, in the Old Testament. Again, the other things is a lot of verses talking about this. Penalty of their error. Okay, as far as St. Paul is concerned, he said this is wrong, and if you continue to do this, do wrong, that's blasphemy against the Holy Spirit. Because you insist to live in that sin. We're telling you this is wrong, but you want it to continue to do wrong, so that's wrong. Like, but the only thing which I'm trying to avoid here, not to reject those people, because it's like, again, it's any one of us who, I can't help it not to lie. I can't help it not to say bad words. It's the same thing, but need help. So look at it from that angle. And again, so many verses in the Bible support that. But remember how I look at this whole thing. It is unintentional plan to destroy mankind. Because that's what it is. Mankind will go. Yes,
I found the verse.
You found it? Which book?
Ezekiel.
Ezekiel, that's right. So,
wow.
Under branch, Google branch?
Yeah.
Okay, so I'll make sure you get a good price. But that's very good, actually. He wouldn't want to wait till next time.
Wow,
very good.
Back.
Oh, I shouldn't have said that. Okay. Okay, next. The Corinthians, actually, based on this, apparently they were full of homosexuality. Because even St. Paul told them, now you're washed, you're going to be clean, you're going to do that. But actually, straightforwardly saying that. It was a problem. Remember, this is not a new illness or a new practice. It's since Sodom and Gomorrah. That's like way back then it was there. 3,000-4,000 years ago. But God burned the whole city, right? Do you remember?
Yes.
All right. Do you know where Sodom and Gomorrah now? And the map, where is the city now? So Iran or under the Dead Sea? Where is it?
Under the Dead Sea.
I think it's under, because actually all the history, I was there last year, and it was so amazing that it, you know, the Dead Sea have no life. There's no life in it. There's no life, no fish.
Yeah, it's all salty.
Yeah.
And there's the water.
Exactly. Too salty, and not even, you can't have even boats going around, because it just destroyed the engines. So God actually decided that this area of the world is dead area. And very salty. Lot's father was there. I mean, wife, when she was turned into a statue of salt, she was there. So, if you link this whole thing, Sodom and Gomorrah was there, and this whole thing is a dead, no life in that sea, you can tell God left that dead sea for us to keep remembering what was there that made him do this. Okay? Because that's where the town is, under all of these things. And I wouldn't be surprised, like tens of years now, and they dig further and you see that city down there. So, again, our Bible straightforward condemns the practice of homosexuality, but does not reject people when they seek help. Okay? Next. This is actually their, what we've seen, most of them. But remember, these analyses were made after they became homosexual and go seek advice or seek consult, because people discriminate against me. I need to live happily. It's not like I want to get rid of that. No. All of these things based on the society refusal of that practice, their church's refusal, their synagogue refusal. So they get all of this thing. So they all experienced something bad in the life before. The thing here is, we all subject to sin, correct? And if you tell me you're a very smart person, extremely smart person, and I know God gave me that gift of being genius, I will never fall into that sin of being proud of being genius. Wrong. That tells me that your IQ is 20. Because now you can't make mistakes. You will make mistakes. They reject the advice in the beginning. If the advice doesn't go with what they wanted to happen, they will not follow up with a psychiatrist again. I can assure you that. Okay? And I'm telling you, we've seen cases. I'm talking out of experience. I've seen cases like this, and people, they look this way. Of course, I'm lucky because I'm an internal medicine guy, so I can always refer to psychiatrists, and I don't have to confront my patients about this. But we always actually refer to the Bible and say, you know, practice itself, maybe not proved by the Bible, maybe you should go back and read and see what's going on, because, again, it's a very sensitive topic, so you can't just attack them because they already hurt from the society. So if you want to help them, don't hurt them more, but don't fall into it with them. Remember that, because you can see in movies, people keep like going after somebody until they convince him to practice this. There was an Egyptian movie, actually, it was like a few years ago, talked about this. Like a guy who's this way, and he's trying to convince another normal family and children and everything, and in the movie, he convinced him to be this way. So it's, again, it's exactly like drug addiction, like anything, any bad habit. So remember, when you're so stressed in your life, don't have what's called reaction formation, like you react by doing something wrong. Okay? That's, a lot of people do that. Okay? Like, a lot of people like making fun of you, of how you look or whatever. So your reaction will be starting to be aggressive and be like a tough guy and be like not smiling, don't come to church anymore. The reaction is damaging. Don't do that. You just have to seek advice. Remember, it's the total change of the behavior, unless if they can hide what they want to do. I'm sure all of you know, you can easily recognize these people when they walk in, because that's how they present themselves in the society. Mm-hmm. And I think the unfortunate part, they take pride of this, and nobody is talking to them to say, please, think about it again. Just read the Bible. But unfortunately, they're changing the interpretation of the Bible, and they have their own churches, and it's like, it's really, it's worse than... an invading cancer for them.
They have now in all of Europe, at 14 years old, they drop the age you can consent to anal sex and homosexuality without a parent. So it's 14 years old, if you decide to have anal sex, it's okay.
Can
it
you
used
imagine
to be 16,
this?
And now they drop it to 14 because
before
they say at that age you know you have the right to choose what you want.
But that's
now,
as I said, between 6 and 12, that's self-identity, so they hit the right age.
So 14,
it's
yes,
the
they
age.
Are really going hard down on it. But as deep as this is an evil
it's,
attack,
yeah,
and it's very...
Well, he's taking over. We know that from Revelation. This is the time that the devil's really not taking over, but actually just going strong, because he knows his days are numbered. Yes.
With regards to like homosexuality in the Bible, well, about their laws, they want equality laws and all that stuff that, you know, advocating for. Can we logically push the Bible and like make the law conformed to the biblical laws? Because government and Bible, like the government and church, we can't force the Bible on everyone, just like, because by that logic, then the Quran could be forced on everyone, Egypt, for example, or anyone. Can we force, or can we, like, make a law based on this, on the Bible, whether you like it or not, whether you're Christian or not?
I'll tell you, no, from our side. I think we can force it within our communities and churches, but since the government itself, because I'm telling you, nobody's really care. Nobody cares about you or me. They just care about the election and be on in the office. So those guys, if they challenge or agree with you or me, they're going to lose votes. Okay? Same thing, you know, the Pope of Rome, I mean, we all predict it's going to be Latin. It's going to be from there, because we knew that the Spanish population across the world got so big, and they're very involved with the church, so they knew that the votes are going to go that way. So that was a very smart choice, because they know the majority of religious people in the world now are Spanish, Mexican, all this guy. They still like, so things like this, sometimes politics affect what's happening. Can we do something in our church? Of course we can, because we believe in God and believe in salvation, and we never lose hope, because we know God is there all the time. I can't say, oh, leave this guy, he's hopeless. You can't say this, otherwise you're the one who actually don't know what you're doing. But just to force a law on everything, I can tell you, one time the churches a lot of time wanted to do projects, right? Like to serve the community. And if you ask for fund from the state, the city, the government, they always ask you, but you have to receive everybody. Don't be selective. Meaning what? Mean all genders, races, lesbians, homosexuals, you have to accept that. A lot of churches reject this kind of funds, because once you do that, it's over. It's not like you're bringing them to convert them. Convert them back. You just like to accept them, and you can imagine. I mean, those guys actually, when you sit with them, they're nice people. They talk, but when it comes to the practice,
they're very pushy.
Yeah, very. That's
very.
What I'm saying.
I used to work for the airlines, and they tried to convince me that I don't know, but I am.
But
they're very pushy.
This is
people.
Exactly what it is. It's like somebody pushing you to do a drug addict, and because they want their numbers to grow, and but they make it, actually making good strides.
Yeah.
They're winning a lot of things now. Yeah.
Do you think it's a matter of time? Like, it seems like one state after another approves same-sex marriage.
Yeah.
in the next 50 years, like, more and more states are going to...
Definitely.
Yes.
Because so far, the last president of the United States that he mentioned one verse was President Bush, when he referred to Psalm 27. It's like, I walk in the valley of darkness. That's the last president in the world, actually. He used a biblical verse. That was years ago. Those guys, nobody actually knows. The Bible is not there anymore. It's not there. So, yes, it could. Not only that, a lot of other things have happened.
Yeah.
Not only homosexuality, there's going to be a lot of other things happening. But again, remember, if you go to St. Mary's Monastery in Egypt, Los Suriani, they have this, I don't know, anybody saw the door, which all the prophecies, what's happening. Actually, it gives you the whole history from 2,000 years until the end of the Revelation. One monk actually predicted everything. So he has big cross and small cross and small cross, and then the crescent or the hilak around the cross, and then the crescent gets bigger, and then gets smaller again, and in the end, all crosses come back. So the sequence of events is the right sequence, as God said in the Revelation. First Christianity, then they get other religion, and actually Moses and Torah, Christianity, and then Muslims, and then the Islam will spread more. All this bad behavior in the societies will spread more until a certain period, and then God will just say, enough is enough. And he's going to deal with Revelation. One time when we talk about Revelation, it's beautiful. That is.
So isn't it like in Islam, it says in the Quran, like, if a male wants to relieve himself, he's allowed to do it in a little boy. That's why, like, in Iran, like, the biggest...
Not in the Quran, but in one of their
books
like their fathers, you know, the mosque fathers, they have this, yes.
So, like, but
especially in Saudi Arabia.
Yeah, that's why it's biggest, like, thing of pedophilic behavior done there. But isn't it against their religion to say that? Because don't they condemn homosexuality, but yet again they practice.
But they don't call that homosexuality. They say the guy, he's away, and he wants to relieve, and he got a child there, and they'll prove that for him. So I think that Islam in general, they focus on making the man as happy as he can be. And woman is nothing. And that's why now in Egypt, now you see in Egypt, all the women going out in this, like strikes or protesting, said, come on. Because this Muslim brotherhood is going that direction with them. They're trying to just suppress them more. Like women are basically insects to them. And there were so many laws in the Islam. So they have even, if a person who's married and he is like far away, 2-3 months, they give him the prayer, but in a nice way. That he gets married somewhere else only for that night. And then divorce and just continue this life.
Oh, wow.
And it's approved for them. Okay, you know what?
Yeah,
so the view of the whole thing is, the concept is different.
Like four wives.
One of these days we'll talk about the next Danny next. Danny next. That's not next. There's no next? It's not going? Okay. Have you overcome homosexuality? This is for the homosexual people. You need to read the Bible. Read it as is. Don't read it to do your own interpretation and say the Bible said that, and I think God didn't mean it this way. You know what? There's no position to say this, because the churches, the father of the churches, the community, they've been believing in this until today, and now you want to change it to adapt your behavior. So at least tell them, read it the way it is now, okay? One of the things, actually, do we all believe the Bible? Yes, right? Why are we believing the Bible? Why? You were just born 20 years ago, 20 years ago. Why do you believe the Bible? You weren't there when it was written. Why? Because all the generations before told us this is what we read. When you're born to your parents, you grow up and say, I'm your father, she's your mother. Why do you have to believe this? I don't know. Why? Because it's... Again, it's a message being, what, you're doubting that one?
No.
You like the idea? Go back home and say. No, but seriously, they have really to we have to believe the Bible as is. Why should they interpret it different? And then they say, oh, the first Bible was in Greek and translated into Hebrew and from Hebrew to English. So through all these translations, something happened. Guess what? Go back to the Hebrew, read it from the Hebrew, it's the same thing as now. So, And I did that actually with a couple of my Jewish friends. Not I just opened the Torah, said, Old Testament, so let's read it together about the prophecy of Jesus Christ. And we'll open the same words. Like how I understand it from the Arabic or the English is the same thing what they have there. So if they have a problem, go back to Hebrew. Don't use the excuse of different translation. We have to ask him to look at the stories in God's punishment and his pleas about it. Learn about the plan of salvation. The plan of salvation is based on incarnation of Jesus Christ. He came in because of to overcome our corrupt nature, which was there. One of the corrupt nature is that homosexuality, which has happened. So now, this whole incarnation is no validity for them. So they have to know this. They have to know what family means. Definition of the word woman, the word man, the word husband, the word father, the word wife, the word mother. Look it up. Google it. What is the definition? It doesn't say that, oh, define the word woman as a person act like a woman. No. And even Proverbs, they have a lot of talks about man and woman, the same thing. So they should be open about it and they should confess. They should understand that this is a behavior that needs to be reversed. And seek help and try to revert to normal path. Hopefully, when it's still a fantasy, in their brain just thinking about it, and they're open about it, they can go to the priest and say, wait, maybe I need more attention, let's talk. So stop it before it happens. Once it happens, it's difficult to reverse. Next step. What's your position when these guys talk to you? Support the cure, not the behavior. Okay? You're not going to go and say, I understand, you know what, you're right, you convinced me. You know, that's your life, man, just keep doing it. No. You can't do this because you don't want to hurt these people's feeling. And you don't have to hurt my feeling if you're honest and talking good to me. All right? And again, we all have to remember that it is a learned behavior. Nobody is born homosexual. Okay? And we need to know God's commandment. And we have to look for all these definitions to find what's what. Next slide. References. Our father, the disciples, what they wrote, the whole book about how we practice religion. Remember, Jesus Christ was with them for 40, whatever, 50 days, appeared to them and taught them so much. Not only that, when he was here for 33 years, he was talking to them. Even John said that. He said so many things, the books of the whole world will not be enough for it. So they learned all of these things and they wrote this. So we have to believe in this. We have to believe. And actually, they specifically spoke about homosexuality. Why? Because they know what happened in the Old Testament with the destruction that God did with these people who insisted on this practice. Church fathers, St. Clementis and Athanasius, all of them, if you Google. Actually, there's a very nice article I would like you to retrieve for Abunam Khair. It's, if you write the Coptic Orthodox view of homosexuality, it's a very nice article. Actually, you can see most of this. Bullets in it. It's the book is I had it to have. It's like 40 years old. It's so Coptic Orthodox Church view on homosexuality. This whole thing is online. Just can download and print it. So next thing. Again, it's a sin based on the Bible, based on tradition and the Church creed, because the creed talks about all incarnation and cleansing. If you say no, I want to do this, I will follow everything you tell me if I want to be homosexual. It doesn't work this way. It's all or none. We'll go for a package. Next. No longer. Oh, yeah, okay. Remember this first. God created male and female. He did not create male and male. Female and female. And actually, when those guys of Sodom and Gomorrah did that, he destroyed the whole thing. So he wanted to make a point. He said, it is taboo, wrong, you cannot do it. This is what it is. I create male and female, and ordered, commanded them to replenish. Okay? I mean, why would he do that? You could have, we got two males and two females, so at least till we get confused. I say, God created that, so maybe it's something there. No, he was very specific. That's how he created us. Next. This is what I actually always say. You can talk to people and say, I understand your position. I know you went through a lot. I know it changed, but I don't agree with what you're doing. Okay, so again, when you talk to people like this, don't make it sound like you're supporting what they're doing. No, I do understand you went through a lot of things through your life, a lot of events, raped, assaulted, abused. I really understand that you went through this, but I don't agree that you should practice it. I'm sorry, I can't, because this is a big problem. Once you really just soften up in this, you lost the guy. I mean, they're going to continue, so you're no servant anymore. Next. I'm sorry, go ahead.
Another thing they attack us on is that King David and
Nathan,
that they kissed
well,
and they loved each other. So they're bringing up that was a first.
Well,
so
again, they're talking about close friendship. They never said that they slept together, right?
Yeah.
So, you know, I can tell you,
again,
from age 6 to 12, most of us were actually, we're like, loved everybody. Like, could they have like a boyfriend? We love boyfriend.